Daf is Daf Ayin Ches. We got to the last seven lines of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, V'amar Rava. Up to, I think, right? Amar Rava, Rava says, Hai man de ozve mea zuze lechavre. A guy lends $100, let's say, to his friend. Upare zuze zuze piron havi. The guy pays him back dollar for dollar, penny for penny. You know those annoying guys who just give you all these change? At the end of the day, it's the same amount of money. So it's considered a good piron, it's a good payment. Ella de isle tarumos gave. He just could be upset at the guy for giving him a whole bag of pennies. But the Amar Le, he says, Afsidinu minai, you caused me a loss. It's unclear exactly what the loss here is. It seems that that you wouldn't get as much hana. Getting 1,000 pennies isn't the same thing as getting dollar bills. But that's all. All it is really tarumos. So the Gemara says, "Who gavra the zavrin lechamra lechaver?" Guy sells chamra. Yeah. So the Gemara, "Who gavra the zavrin lechamra lechaver?" Guy sells chamra. Now, usually, the word chamra means sometimes it's wine, sometimes it means donkey. Rashi, for some reason, I don't know how he knows this, says it's referring to a chamra. He was selling a donkey to a guy. In Pashlei Chaduze. Now the guy, the Lokeach, didn't pay $1. He's $1 off. So the Kail Venafik Azuze. So the Mocher is trying to catch him, trace him down to get that dollar. So Yosef Rav Ashi Vakamayin. So Rav Ashi was looking into this case. And Kihai Gabna Mai, what's the halach in this scenario? Kani or Lokani? Do we say it's a good Kinyan? Because he gave everything but $1. $1 is not that big of a deal. Or no, since he's seeking the money, he clearly wants the money, so he's not willing to sell the product, to sell the donkey until he has all his money. So Amalei Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avimi, Me'agrunya, Mishmei Derava. This is the Masorah that I have. The halach is Zuza, Kizuze, Dami Velokana. One zuz is no different than multiple zuz on missing. If the guy's looking for even a dollar, that's considered the sale isn't final and they're lokani. So then Amarle Rav Acha Bereid Rav Yosef Le Rav Ashi. He says differently. V'ha Amrina Mishmei De Rava. Don't we have a different statement in the name of Rava who holds Kani? It is Kona. So we have a steer within Rava. If a guy didn't pay $1, is the sale final or not? So answers the Gemara. Amar Lei, Rav Ashi says, what the answer is, Titargame Shemaisecha Bimocher Sadeu. The scenario Rashi says, this last case where we said that, look at Rashi, Kiyai Gavna, Mishim Chadzuze Mi Amrina Dematzi Lemehadar. So that case where, because of one Zuz, let's explain that's referring to Mipnei Ra'asa. What do you mean Mipnei Ra'asa? That's a good kinin. Even though the guy's missing one Zuz, he's looking, he wants that $1, it's still a good kinin. Why? So Rashi explains on the top of Ayin Ches, Mipnei Rasa, the Anan Sadi, we could testify, the Bezdin, the Balav owns the Zuze Nami have a Mazanle. The guy would have sold the property even if he took off $1. But hide the Ayin Venafik Azuze, why is he chasing after the dollar if he doesn't really care for the money? So from the Mocher's perspective, so the sale's final. He wants to get rid of this property as soon as possible. Why is he trying to chase down the dollar? Because so long as the Lokech didn't fully pay up, so Lokech could still pull out of the deal. So he wants to make sure the Lokech pays up, not because he cares for the money. He just wants to get rid of this property. Because Mipnei Ra'asa, that's why it's a final kinin from the perspective of the Mocher. But if it's a situation where it's not Bipnei Rasa, where it's not a bad land, where he really needs the money, then if he's down $1, the sale is not final.
Isn't that based on the side, based on the circumstances, or is it just, the sale is chal?
No, it depends on the circumstances. We have to understand what the Mocher's intent was. Was it intent for the money? So if he's missing $1, then he doesn't have the money, the sale isn't final. Or was his das supposed to get rid of the property, in which case he doesn't care so much about the money, so even being down $1 would be enough for him to sell the property.
All the Mocher probably has to do is tie now that he looked at the full amount, and then
how they figure out, that's they have to have a smart bezdin and look into the proofs and the evidence and witnesses, but yeah, however they figure out, that's another story. But once they ascertain what the circumstances are, that's the difference. But they also, the sale's final. If he needs the mamon, then it's not final. It's a good question. Why is it a kona meshicha? Why is that meshicha not final? That's a good question.
Maybe he never took it. He kept it in the other place and he just gave him money. Is
a behemoth
like metaltin that it's going to?
Yeah, it's like a metaltin. Yeah, it's a mission kedushin. So why is it dependent on Mos here? Up until now, we've been talking about property.
Right.
So that would make sense because Kesev is Kona Karka. But Mos Enos Kona, unless we're talking about Mandamer who says Mos Konos. Just a good question. Hmm. That goes according to that toast we did yesterday. Remember the toast we did yesterday, the end? Ayil v'nafik azuzei lakane? Says toast is there, nira, da'iri afilu mashach hamakach. Even if you did the mashiach on the metaltlin, it wouldn't work. Im lo perish b'shas mechira mashiach azu teikona. You have to articulate that you want the mashiach to work. So it has to be a case where you don't want the mashiach to work, and it's dependent on the mouth. Okay.
So unless he specifies that the Mashiach is not Kone, it's Kone.
Right. No. It sounds like you need to specify that Mashiach is Kone for it to work.
So
that's what it sounds like for the way Tosas presents it. Okay, then the Gemara says the top of Ayin Ches Amun Aleph. Pshita, it's obvious in the case of Bai Lizvune Bimeya, the guy wants to sell property, a small property for 100. Well, Ashkach, he can't find anybody to buy the property. So he takes a bigger chunk of the property and sells it for double, for 200. But Ka'ayil v'nafik azuzei, now he's looking for the money, the 200. Lo kani, that case, it's certainly not kona. Because he really wants to, he needs money. So he'd rather sell the 100. He doesn't care to get rid of the land. He wants 100. So he can't find the guy selling 100, so he's willing to sell more property. So if he's looking for the money, certainly it's all about the money, so the sale is not final until he gets his money. But, Ela'i b'ilizvuni b'meya v'lo ashkach. The guy wants to sell property for 100. He can't find the guy to sell to. Navi Tarach have a mishkach. Have he put a little more effort into the property, into the selling, he would have found the guy. But below Tarach, he decided he did not want to go through the effort of selling the property. So Zavin Masayim, so he put a larger chunk of land on the market, which is easier to find the buyer for. And Zavin Bimasayim, and there he sold it for 200. V'kayel v'nafik azuzi. Now he's chasing down the lokeach for the money. So now what's the case here? My, do we say, kemocha sadeh mipnei ra'asadami? Or lo? Do we say that he was as if he sold the property to get rid of it because the fact that he was so willing to sell the larger property so it shows he didn't really care much for the larger property, he's so willing to just sell it off, and therefore the sale is final even though he's looking for money? Although, or perhaps no, he was just lazy, but he really wanted the money. He only sold the greater property, not because it's ra'asa, because he didn't care for it, because he really needed the money. That's a quicker way to get the money, but it's really about the money. So again, the question becomes, we're trying to get into the mind of the mocher. Does he not care about the land, in which case the land is final even without the money? Or no, he cares about the land, but he really needs the money, so the whole focus is on the money. And if he doesn't get the money, then it's not final. So this circumstance where you kind of have both, a little bit of each side, where he gets rid of the Masayim property very easily, he doesn't care for it, it's Mipnei Raso, but he also really wants the money. How do we classify the case? And the Gemara says, take it, we don't know whether this sale will be final in such a case where he's looking for the money. Okay. Gemar now says, Sachar sachamar v'sakadar v'chulei socher lehem matam. The guy hires some workers and they walk away from the job, so then you're allowed to trick them in such a way that you'll pay more money than they really agreed to, or you could hire other workers. So you could get other people to work in the stead. So the Gemara says, ad kama socher lehem. How much could you hire some other workers for these other workers that are replacing? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman ad kidei scharon, up until their schar. What does it mean, ad kidei scharon? So it says Rashi, if you look at Rashi, around 10 narrow lines down, ad kidei scharon, im asu etzlo k'tas mlach. The first palim, the first worker started working for you a little bit. Lo kiblu klum socher lehem. They didn't take any money yet. Kol mashehu chayv lehen yosef lacherim v'igmru. So whatever they owe, let's say I owe the first workers $5. So now those $5, if I need to get new workers, they're not going to do it for the regular wage. I could add on additional $5 to the payment. I could take away all whatever I owe them. So right again, they worked for an hour, so I owe them a total of $5. So that $5 is going to be added.
Meaning, if they agreed at 10 and they only did have 5, you can give the full 10 to the second half and pay nothing to the other guys.
The full 10, exactly. You give $5 for their work, but they're only going to take it for $10 for half the job. You give the additional
full
5, full amount, and they get nothing. That's the way Rashi learned it. Others say differently. Others say, no, really, even more than what they worked. If, let's say, they agreed upon $10, but they only worked $5 of the job, you could take all $10 that you're supposed to give them and add it to the new workers, giving them...
Right.
But the problem is, you don't have the money in your hand, though.
Right.
So you have to chase them down to get that money.
Right.
That's according to Rav Nachman. So Esve Ravel Rav Nachman, he asks the question based on the mission we saw yesterday, Ad arbam v'chamishim zuz. You could pay up until 40-50 zuz, which is a lot more than what workers get paid. So Amar Leh, Ki Tanya Hi, Shebasa Chavila Yado. That's a case that Bryce is referring to when the Chavila, the bundle, was in his hand. What does that mean, Chavila Basa Liado? So Rashi explains, Shebasa chavila liyado im yesh biyado mishal lehen harbe. Let's say the Baal HaBayis, the employer, has the some property of the first workers in his hand. Keder ha'umnim ha'makablin aleim mlacha. The workers, when they accept the world, mlacha, mivin klei umnus lebeis Baal HaBayis. It sounds like, remember growing up, all the tools he brings. I remember my parents had this guy working in the house, a handyman, like one day he just left. He had like his clothing there and all his like his tools left in that closet that he was working in. So they bring all the tools and leave it over. So now they walk away from the job. So I could hold on to their kalim until, if I need to, I could sell the kalim to get new workers to finish the job off. So that's what's referring to these kli umnos, the tools that they would leave over in the house. Now Tosas has a different read for this gemara. Look at Tosas on the top. Kagon shebasa chavila liyado. Vim tomar im kein pshita. It's obvious. So what's obvious here? Why is it so obvious? He left his tools. Why is it so obvious I could sell my property? Sell his tools to get money. So Tosas has a completely different understanding. Yeshlomer da havi amina smachta hi v'lo kani. So the idea is it seems that Tosas understood they would bring, the workers would give some collateral over. In case I walk away, here's the collateral. So that's not referring to leaving my tools over. Here's a mashkom. So you would think Tosas says that's obvious. Here's the collateral. If they walk away, you get to keep the collateral. Tosas says it's not so obvious because you would think esmachta lo kanya. They thought they would finish the job. They didn't really think the mashkom would go. So that's what we're learning from this case. They get to keep the mashkom. Okay. Inami, Tosas says, it's a case de paul lo nosin lo ela l'schor b'shavya v'lo minat kol. He only thought to leave the collateral according to what they had worked, but they didn't expect to sell all the mashkon. So of those two reasons, that's what Tosas understands.
Because the word chavila doesn't seem like a mashkon.
Not at all. Chavila doesn't sound like tools either, though.
Right. No.
It sounds more like an avedo than
anything else. Yeah, exactly. He left something. Left some his lunch box or something. Right. Okay. Says Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Hasocha rather than Amasarim. The new Mishnah tells us, Hasocha sachamor laholichu bahar. A person leases out a donkey to go travel onto the mountain, but instead he goes down to the valley. Or he hires a chamor bibika, holichel bahar, but changes, goes to a har. Afilu zu eser milim vizu eser milim. Even if they're both the same distance, he hasn't changed the distance, umesa, and the animal dies, chayv. What's chayv here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, bibika v'holichel bahar, berosha har, you took it to the top of the mountain, v'yafa pisha der chalak v'yosher chayv, it's a very straight path, you are still chayv. Fine, you're chayv because you caused the animal to die. Now, afilo, you change the shinoi. Hasocher zachamor leholicha bahar. You rent out a donkey to bring it to a mountain, leholicha bebika, and you bring it to the valley. So now, in this stage of the Mishnah, it changes, depends on the terrain here. Im hechlika pater. Vim huchma chayv. What do you mean, im hechlika pater? Rashi says, im hechlika pater. Shibahar, again, you're supposed to take it onto the mountain, but instead you take it to the bika. So mechlika pata shibahar he ruuy lahachlik yotze. If the mountain was more dangerous, it was more slippery. Shirosh ahar chad umeshupa letzadon, very sharp and small slope, and a very high slope. So then the har is more dangerous in the bika. So you took it to a safer route in the bika. Then you're pater. Vim huchma, but if it's huchma chayv, what do you mean huchma? If Rashi says im huchma chayv she habika mala hevel lefisha haharim seviva vein aver shalabab, but if it's the bika is worse, the terrain is much worse, it's hotter and there's no air movement and the oxygen and the mountains are covering it, and therefore we took it to a worse area, then it dies. Then the socher would be chayv.
Hechlika and huchma means it died in that way, right? Like im hechlika it slipped, or im huchma that it overheated. Or is it the dafka dying?
Because of that, because of the terrain, because of the slippery slope, and because of the heat. So right, so that's the, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says the next line, Vim achmas hamala huchma. So I'm sorry, that's the next line in the Mishnah. Fine. So then the Gemara says, rather the Mishnah says, let's say, lo licha bebika v'holicha bahar. Let's say you bring it to the, you hired it, you rented out the donkey to bring it to the bika. And instead you brought it to the mountain. If it slipped on the mountain, so then you're chayv because the mountain's more slippery than the bika. But if because of the heat, then pater because the har has less hevel than the bika. Then the Gemara says, imachmas hamalachai. But even if you took up to the mountain and it died because of the elevation, then you'd be chayv. Rashi explains, imachmas hamala huchma balosa miregel har lerosho. So even though it didn't die from slipping, but it died because of the air, so sometimes the elevation, the lack of oxygen could cause it also to die, so then you would be chayv as well as the socher. So then the Mishnah says, "Hasocher is a chamor. A person rents a donkey v'hevrika." Or the Gemara will explain what that means. It's some type of eye, maybe a cataract of some sort. Oshinasa's anagra, which Rashi says is shenatlu lavodas hamelch, was taken away, was confiscated by the king. So Omer lo harei shelcha lefanecha. So the maskir says to the socher, "That's tough luck on you. I don't have to replace it for you. It's your bad luck. It's something happened to the animal." But let's say mesa oshin nishbra, if it died or if it broke a leg of some sort, then chayv lahamilo chamor. Then the maskir does have to replace it. Rashi explains here: mesa nishbra shemafsid kol scharo. He loses everything. He paid for the donkey. Now it's dead. It's broken. Can't work. So Rashi explains: chayv hamaskir limchor haor. The navela leklav, he has to sell all the dead donkey. Ulahosif maos ulhamilo chamer, has to replace the donkey. O yitzchelo acher b'dmei navela shere chamer zeh shiabelo o yachzer l'scharo. He either returns the money back to him or has to give him a replacement donkey. So this is the mission of the different circumstances that it talks about.
So, we're talking that the bala chamer is the one supposed to
replace it. To replace this last line here. Up until now, we've been talking about the socher was responsible. Because the socher did a shinoi, so the socher has to pay for the damage. He killed the guy's donkey. But if the donkey just died on its own without any post pshia on the part of the socher, then the maskir has to replace it. So now the Gemara wants to know, Maishna Reisha de lo kamaflig, who Maishna Sefer de kamaflig. The Reisha said, if I hired a donkey and then I switched to a har or bikr, bikr to har, I'm chayav to replace it. It doesn't mention whether it died from this way, whether it died from that way, just straight across. Whenever I do a shinoi, I'm chayav. But then the Sefer says the same scenario, but depends how it died. So why is there a difference? So, Amri Debe, Rabbi Yanai, Reisha Shemesa Machmas Avir, De Aminin Avira De Har Kale, De Aminin Avira De Bika Kale. The Reisha is talking about a case where it died because of the Avir, because of the air, the oxygen, lack of oxygen. So therefore, there's room to say that sometimes the Har could be worse than the Bika, sometimes the Bika could be worse than the Har. So Rashi explains, Shemesa Machmas Avir, Lo Huchlaka Velo Huchme. It wasn't because it slipped, it wasn't because it was overheated. Umesa Matzma died on its own. So Hol Vashina Ba Yachal, since the Socher changed with the where they were supposed to go, Yachal Omar Lo, the Maskir Ketedim, Lo Mesa Zu El Machmas Avir, it was the air that killed it. Lo Haisa Limuda Ligada Bavir Har Vakashalo. This animal isn't used to going on mountains. Oh. Lo Haisa Limuda Bavir Bika Vikashalo. It's not used to going into the valleys. So in the first case where it died, it just dropped dead. Lack of oxygen. So that's why we don't care if it didn't slip, it didn't get overheated. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, actually look at Tosis for 1 second here. Tosis writes, Kigon Shemesa Machmas Avir. Tosis writes something very important. He says, Peishia Dua Shosa Yom Haya Avir Mishune Beharim Yosim Ibika O Ibcha. It had to be a day where you knew what today, the weather, the was exactly. Misheleg O Mimater, or the rain, or the snow, you knew about this. So that the socher took it to that place where the snow was coming down, that was poshe. You have to know about this beforehand. According to the way the Rishon understand Rashi, Rashi doesn't speak about anything about the where being aware of the weather. If you took it to some other place where you're supposed to, regardless of whether what the weather was that day, you are still chai. But toast is only if you know for sure that the weather was bad and you took it there nonetheless. So that's the machlokas versus Tosfos and Rashi. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina amar kigon shemesa machmas ovtsana. What does ovtsana mean? So Rashi explained, the last Rashi on the page, 7 lines up, ovtsana is ayefus v'yegia mimasa. He was tired and exhausted from carrying. So Rashi says further, holicha bahar yachalomar lo ayefus bahamala shalsa l'roshahar ho'ilo mitchila. Alkein ayefila l'achers man kishahalcha b'derech hachalka v'yegia tachas masa v'mesa. Climbing up the mountain, a very slippery slope here, treading up the mountain is very, very hard, and it died because of the weight. V'imshina lolicha bebika. But if you change it, let's say go to the bika, afa pishalo reino also mazas, even though you don't see the animal sweating, v'lo hayom cham, it wasn't very hot, lo meruchmo, yeshlomar im halcha bahar haya ha'av yesholi cham. You could have said, but still, the open air, the wind in the mountain would have done better for the animal, even though you didn't see it sweat. In the bika, it's very hot, and it's sweaty down there, and there's a lot of hevel. So it died because of ayefus, so there's reason to say one way is better than the other way. Sometimes the mountain could create the loss of oxygen quicker, and sometimes the bika can. So it's not really avir, it's really obtina, it's the being tired that caused the death. Rabba amar kigon shekisha nachash, where it was bitten by a snake. So this also, had it been on the other path, it wouldn't have been bitten by a snake. Only dafka, because you took it to the har, had you taken to the Bikkah, there would have been a snake. So again, so it's nothing to do with the terrain at all or the air, but just bad mazel. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hamani, who is the author? Rabbi Meir. The Reisha is Rabbi Meir, and the Seifa is Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says what? Damar kol hamavir al das shel Baal HaBayis. Anybody who changes from the das to the Baal HaBayis, Nikra Gazlan. He is a Gazlan. Rashi says on the top of Ayin Chesam Beis, Nikra Gazlan. V'kamalo b'rishu say, so now if I'm the socher and I change what his das was, I took it from the har to the bikkah, or from the bikkah to the har, so now I'm called a Gazlan. And l'schai b'chol onses, so now I'm responsible for anything that happens, even an onus, and therefore since it died, I don't care how it died, I am chayev. But the Seifa is the Shitas Rabbanan who say, just doing a Shinoi alone doesn't make me a Gazan. So I took it from a Har to a Bikr, from a Bikr to a Har, that doesn't make me a Gazan. But if it died because of the terrain, only then would I be responsible because of Pshia, according to the Rabbanan. So again, the ratio is a Reb Meir, we don't care why it died, a Shinoi is a Gazan. Seifa says it depends how it died. So now the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Meir, hey Rabbi Meir, which Rabbi Meir is the Shita who holds Kol Mashana al Das Baal Bayis Nikra Gazlan? So the Gemara first suggests Ilema Rabbi Meir Ditzava, the we saw Mishnah yesterday as well, quoted in the Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama. The Mishnah tells us had no Saint Semer Litzava, you give a piece of wool to be dyed. Litzvolo Adam to have it red, Vitzava Shachar, he makes a mistake and returns it black. Or Shachar Vitzava Adam, you don't want it to be black and you make it red. So Rabbi Meir Omer, no sin lo demet simro, the dyer gets to keep the tzemer, he made a mistake, he keeps it, he pays the guy the full price of a brand new wool, white wool. So we see Rabbi Meir holds that a shinoi, your kone as a gazlan. To finish off the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ha-shevach yasal yitziah, no sin lesi yitziah. No, the guy gets to keep his wool, he gets the wool, it's a different color, but he gets to keep it, but he pays the lesser of the two. If the shevach, the enhancement, is greater than the yitziah, so then he pays the yitziah, which is the lower cost. In my yitziah, if the cost is yitziah al shevach, no sin less a shevach, he pays the lesser amount. But we see from here, Rabbi Meir holds that the one who does the shinoi, the dyer, who changes the color, he keeps the wool, we see he's called a gazan, he's konit. So to the one who changes the chamar from bringing it to a har to a bikkur, from a bikkur to a har, he's konit the chamar and schaiv be'onsen. So Gemara says, you can't bring me a ride from that mission in Baba Kama, mimai. Dilma shiny hasam, the kind of shinemaisa. There was a shinemaisa. You actually changed the item. Here you didn't change the item. The chamor is a chamor. So maybe you need it only through a shinoi maisa will he say you're considered a gazan. But through a stama shinoi that doesn't affect the actual chefsa, maybe he doesn't say you're kone as a gazan. Se'ela. Ha, Rabbi Meir, he must be the following Rabbi Meir. The migvas perm, the collection of perm funds. When it comes to collecting matanos levyonim, the sign of the Brisa says, Migvas perm la perm, you collect money for perm, that money must be used for perm. Migvas ha'ir lo sa'ir, if you collect money for the city, that's used for the city. Vein medaktim medavar, when it comes to perm, we're not so exact. You give out money, whoever comes to your door, you give it to anybody, you don't have to ask them questions. Avalochen sa'agalim, what you can do is you can buy a lot of calves, v'shochten and shach them, v'ochlenosam and eat them, and then hamosa yipol l'kishol tzedakah. In that scenario, any leftover money can be used for other type of tzedakah. If money was given dafka from matanos levyonim, you can't use it for anything else. But if you buy an animal and then there are leftovers, then you can use the extra money for other parts of tzedakah. So then the Rabbi Eliezer Omer Migvas Perm LePerm. He agrees all the money collected for Perm must be used for Perm. Vein ha'ani rashai likach men ritzula sandalo. And the ani can't take the money of matanos levyonim to buy it for something else. Must be dafka used for sudas Perm. Ella imkain hisna b'mamid anshe ha'ir divrei Rabbi Yaakov shamar mishum Rabbi Meir. Unless he makes some tanai stipulation in front of the various members of the shul of the community that I want to use it for something else, then he's allowed to change it with that consent of the anshe ha'ir. That's all in the name of Rabbi Meir. We see he cannot change it. One time it's given for a certain purpose, you cannot do a shinoi. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mekel, he's Mekel. He says you are allowed to use it for other funds. So that's the rai Rabbi Meir holds. You are allowed to change it. So we see from this, is a very important sugya, by the way, well, I'll see a tosis in a second here, but this is a sugya which tells you about what the nature of matanos levyonim is. It's a big machlokas in the Ritva and others, that was matanos levyonim given, or is the chiv to give dafka for sudas per, or is it given as a red, it's another type of tzedakah. We have a tzedakah to give every single day, and there's another special tzedakah on perm, balav dafka for perm. So the simple reading is, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you could use it for anything you want, your mekel. It's tzedakah, whatever the honey needs. He needs it for his shoe, he buys it for a shoe. But according to the first two understandings here, that it has to be dafka used for perm, because matanos levyonim isn't a dinin Tzedakah is actually a din of being bringing simcha. Simcha's Purim, which is dafka being used for Purim, and you can't use it for something else. So you look at Tosos now. Tosos writes Mikvas Purim LePurim. He says Vim Tomar. One asks Darmina Be'erchan Mol Shel Tzedakah Mutter Lishnosim Bechol Mashiyuta. Any money given tzedakah, you are allowed to change it for some other purpose of tzedakah. The guy gives money for the purpose of buying a menorah. He says, you know, we don't need the menorah, we already have one, let's use it for something else. According to the strict on the reading of the Gemara, that is all permitted. So how come when it comes to Purim, you can't use the money of Matanos Tavyonim for something else? See, Yesh Omer, he answered, Yesh Lomar, the Dafka of Purim Amrino Hachi, Dein Lashano, says it's specific din by Purim, U Migva Sair, Lo Sair, Nami the Purim Dafka. So the question of Tosos is, he compares Matanos Tavyonim to Tzedakah to say, why should it be any different? His answer is because Purim is not the same as Tzedakah. It's not a din in Tzedakah. Matanos Tavyonim is a din in Simcha and Sudas Purim. Either way, we see from this Gemara that Rabbi Meir says you cannot be Mishana from the intent of the Baal Bais to give the money. It must be used for that purpose. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Dilma hasam nami that died to the perm who de yavle a died to the midach lo yavle, because maybe in that case when the guy gave the money he gave it dafka with the das of being used for perm, not for anything else. So look at Rashi. Rashi says a died to the midach rina lo yavle v'chaven de lava died to the hachiyav nimtem mos bechezkas abaylim chutz minayotim besudas perm. I gave the money on the condition it be used for sudas perm, so it's still in my hand. It's still considered my bailus until he buys Sudas Purim. If he uses it for tzedakah, it never left my bailus. That's why it works there. But in general, when I rented it out to him, he has a full bailus as the socher. So maybe there he has more wiggle room what to do with the animal. So there is no raya from that, Rabbi Meir, that he holds that koa mishanami das bahabayim, bahabayis, would be considered a nikra gazlam. So again, Ella, hey, Rabbi Meir, who is this Rabbi Meir who says you can't do a shinur? It must be the Sani, the Baraita tells us that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishim Rabbi Meir, Hanosin diner la ani likach lo chaluk. A guy gives some money to a ani to buy a cloak. Lo ikach bo talis. He can't buy a talis. Talis lo ikach bo chaluk. Mipnei shemavir adas shababayis. Because you go against the das ababayis. We clearly see that Meir holds when you give money for a certain purpose, it must be used for that purpose and you can't change it. So this is the Meir we've been looking for. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Dilma shiny hasa. Maybe this price is different. Dasa l'michshadei. People are going to be choshed. Why? Damrei inshi. People are going to say, Amar ploni zvani le levushe le ploni anya. Lo zavin le. So we know that Reuven is in the back of shul one day. He says, you know what? I'm going to buy that ani a nice new suit. And next week they see he's walking with a nice coat, not a new suit. So people are going to be choshed that when he gave the money to the gabbai tzedakah to buy a suit, he didn't do that. He didn't buy the suit. He bought something else. And the gabbai tzedakah didn't listen to what the baal bais wanted. Or inami, alternatively, zvanina le glimav lo zavin le. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says, the asa lemichshadei, the baal bais benoder beinu mekayim. He took a neder to, I'm going to buy that ani a suit. And we see the guy's not walking around with a new suit. He's walking around with something else. So we're going to be choshed that this Baal Bais didn't fulfill his neder. Sheshamo alav she'amar likach talis leploni ani v'lo kana lo. So that's why we say when you make a neder, make sure you keep your word, because people are going to be choshed. You didn't keep your word. But midin shinoi, that maybe you'll be allowed to. Midin shinoi, you'll be allowed to change from his das. It's only because of the chashad we say follow through with your initial statement. The Gemara says, if really the concern was im kain, if there's a concern it's because of chashad, lisnei mipnei chashad. The Brisha should have said, why do you have to buy the talis like you promised? Or why do you have to buy the chalak like you promised? It should have said mipnei chashad. But it doesn't say mipnei chashad. Why does it say mipnei shemavir daso daito shababais? It must be then shmamina mishum deshanihu. The reason why you have to buy the talis and follow through is because you're changing the das baal bais. V'cholamavir al das baal bais nikra gazal. Not because of chashad that they're going to think you didn't fulfill your nether. It's because you cannot do a shinoi from the das of the baal bais. That's the Rabbi Meir we've been looking for. Okay, we're good. Marna says asoches achamer of hivrika. You rent a donkey to use, and turns out hivrika. And so the guy says, too bad, the masker says, Harei shel chalofanecha, you're in tough luck. So my hivrika, what does hivrika mean? Hacha targma nehuraisa. Hivrika means, you remember the mission in Masechet Yoma, the beginning of the third parak, when they go out and see when is the sun rising. So So he said, brakai, brakai, the sun's rising. It means to have light, the ability to see the sun. So Rika means nuhura, to see. So what does nuhura mean? Or her nurisa? So Rashi explains, molya, a mole or some sort. Vayotze is b'shachar ha'ayin. Something that comes from the eye. Does it say cataract? Is there an English translation or something?
Speck in the eye.
Speck in the eye, okay. That
the pupil.
Okay, swelling of the pupil. Okay, so that donkey can't see. So that happened. You say, Harei shel chalafanecha, this is your bad mazel. Rav Amar Avzekes, which is what? He explains, Hatalar matliya ragle, worms eating at the leg of some sort. Inability, how do they, that's what they say, right?
Deterioration of the
leg. Okay, deterioration of the leg. Okay, fine. So the machlok is what exactly this hevrika means. So hahu damar lahu abzekes b'milsa demalka. There's a person once said there's a worm, more likely maybe I don't know, one of these a maggot or a moth or something that eats away at the clothing. He said there's some type of a maggot eating at the clothing of the king. So the Gemara says amrilei. They asked him b'mai b'tzlei kasev b'tzlei dav. Which types of clothing? The ones that look like gold, or the ones that look like silver. So Rashi explains, but play kesef kli pishan, which are white like silver, or play dahav, the gold, kli tzemer, tzvu nadam, or red colored wool. Which type of clothing was this? These animals eating? So he said, ikadam. Others say, b'tzlei kesef amar. Some say he said they're eating at the kli pishan, the kalua. They killed him for saying that because they don't eat kli pishan. They only eat wool. Like moths only eat wool, I think. They don't eat the kli pishan. So he lied. So they killed him for doing that. And the others say, Ikadami Bali Bitleidav Amar Vishafkua. Others say no, they're eating at the gold, eating at the red wool, in which case it left him alone, which that's a possibility that actually happened. Okay. Interesting, Maisa. Fine. Gemara now says from the end of the Mishnah, O Shinasis Anagra, Omer Lo Hareshal Khalfanecha. If the king confiscated the animal, the masker says, too bad, you're bad mazel, Hareshal Kha. So comes along Rav and he qualifies this Mishnah. Amar Rav, lo shanu ela banagra choseres. This is only true in agra choseres. What does that mean? So Rashi explains here. Let's finish the line first. Aval nagra sheino choseres chayv lahamid lo chamer. So Rashi explains here. Aval anagra sheino choseres have like kamesa o nishpra. If it's a type of animal that they're going to return after that, we need it for the day. We'll give it back to you tomorrow. But then he's not chayv to return it. But if it's an animal that they're not going to be chazer, so he takes the chamor away forever, so then the maschir would have to replace the chamor for the socher. But comes along Shmuel Amar, bein anagre chazeres, bein anagre sheino chazeres, so then regardless of what type of confiscation this was. Im beder chalicha nitla, if it was taken while he's walking along the path, omer lo hareish l'chafonecha, it was while on your watch that it was taken away, so then we say, it's too bad, your mazel, I don't have to replace the chamor for you. But im lav beder chalicha sa nitla, chay l'hamir lo chamor. But if it was taken while not on the path, then you would have to replace it. So Rashi explains here, he goes in the same path that the socher is taking the animal, so that's the socher's bad luck. He's responsible, and he doesn't have to be replaced. But if it's not on the derech, so he's not chayv to pay. So what does it mean not on the derech here? Rashi doesn't tell us what this means. Now, if it's in my backyard, if I'm the socher in my backyard, wouldn't you still say that that's considered my bad mazel? If it's in the backyard of the maschir, so then I understand why then he would have to replace it. But if it's in my backyard, not on the derech halicha, then you'd think it's my bad mazel. So I'm not sure why he has to return it, though, in that case.
According to the Rabbi Yochanan, אם אין חיילי המלך תופסים את מה שנקרא בדרכם בלבד, אלא הם אף מחפשים בבתים ובפתים ונדלים מה שהם מוצאים, אז אפילו אם למעשה נתפסה חמור זו בדרך, יכול הסוחר לטעון שמזלו של המזכיר גרם להפסד. העבודה שהייתה חמור בדרך לא הביאה לידי תפיסתה. Meaning that if they're, it's what they are doing. שמאחר שחיילים מחפשים מבית לבית, הייתה חמור נתפסת אפילו עמדה ברפת שלה.
If they're not looking for anything, we happen to bump into them, like, oh, that's a nice looking donkey, we'll take it away, so that's your bad mazel.
That's your bad mazel.
If they're looking for it, they're not after you, you didn't do anything wrong.
They go from house to house.
House to house, and it happens to be, so they're going to find it eventually, so that's not your mazel, in which case the masker would have to replace it. That Rabbeinu Chananu is quoted in Tosos on the bottom here, the second half of Tosos, he quotes the Shitas Rabbeinu Chananu. Now the Gemara asks a question, the last five narrow lines, five wide lines down in the Gemara. Meisive. Hasochez a chamor v'abrika oshin ishtatsa. The animal gets some type of cataract or I can't see or the leg's going. Oshin itatsa or it loses its das, it doesn't know how to work properly. The lach is omelo ha-reishel chalfanecha. We say it's your bad luck. But if it's meis oshin asas anagra, chayv lahamid lo chamor. But if it dies or it was done in anagra, so then the maschir has to replace it. So Gemara says, Bishma le Rav, I understand Rav, remember, our Misha said, Anagra, we say, HaReishel Chalfanecha. This Bryce says, Anagra, he has to actually replace. So what's the difference? So it makes sense, according to Rav, Lokasha, Kan Banagra Chozeres, Kan Banagra Sheinu Chozeres. Our Misha is a case where they're going to return the animal, so that's why the Maschir doesn't have to replace it. The Bryce that we just brought that says, in Anagra, the Maschir does have to replace it, that's referring to an anagra that will not be returned ever. The maschir does have to replace it. So these two brises is not a stira, according to Rav. One's where it's chozeres, one's where it's not chozeres. But Ella, according to Ella, wait, one second here. For Ella, the Shmuel kasha. It's a problem for Shmuel. The chitim, if you're going to say the Shmuel nami lo kasha, there's no problem either for Shmuel. Kansh b'der chalichasa nitla, kansh lil b'der chalichasa nitla. Say the same distinction, not the same, what he said above. One was where it's confiscated while on the derech, so then it says Hareshel Chalfanecha. One was confiscated when it was in his house, so then we say, no, the maschir has to replace it. So why can't you distinguish that way? The Gemara says you can't, because Hamid Katani Sefer, the Sefer says that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer im bederech halichasa nitla, Omer lo Hareshel Chalfanecha, vim lav chayv la ami lo chamer. So the fact that Rabbi Shimon himself makes a distinction later on, Michal implies, Dilatanakama lo shani le. There is no distinction within the world of the Tanakama, so you can't make such a distinction. So Amr Chashmul, Shmuel says, no, la mika Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Kai Kavasi, Ana, Damak Rabbi Shimon Elazar. I hold like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, you're right. I don't hold like the Tanakama. I hold like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who holds of such a distinction about Derech Lichasa versus Lav Derech Lichasa. That's how I hold. Same. Alternatively, the Gemara could suggest Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he's the author of the entire Mishnah, the Kula Rabbi Elazar, Kula. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, v'chesur mechzera, the Bryce is missing something and should be read as follows. Hachi katani. Hasocher zachamer v'avrika. O nishtates omer lo hareisha l'chalfanecha. That's your bad mazal as a socher. But if it's mesa, o shenas is anagra, chay l'hamid lo chamer. Then the maschir has to replace this. Ah, b'med dvam amun. When is this true? Shelo b'derech halichasa nidla. When it was taken while it was in your house, that's when the maschir has to replace it. But aval nidla b'derech halichasa, if it's taken while you are taken along the path, then Omer lo, we say to him, Harei Shalcha Lefanecha. All of that is divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Why? Shaya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer in Bedar Hilucha Nitla Omer lo Harei Shalcha Lefanecha. But im lo, if it wasn't on the Der Hilucha, it was in your backyard, then we say the Maschir is Chayv Lahamid lo Chamer. He has to replace the animal. Should we go further? The next few lines.
Yeah, just a couple.
Bye. The Gemara says, Umi Matis. Can you really say Umi Matis? Could you really say that this whole Bryce is like him? Doesn't the Reisha say, Hasocher Sachamar Vivrika O Nishenishtatisa, Omer Lo Hareshal Chalfanech? If something bad happens to the animal, we say it's your bad mazel. Vilu Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Hasocher Sachamar Lirkov Alea, Vivrika O Shenishtatisa, Chayv Lahamilo Chamar. If I rent a donkey out to ride on him, and something happens, it gets his eye, can't see, the legs go bad, then the maschir does have to replace it. So we see, even when something bad happens to the animal, we don't say HaReish al Chalfanecha, we say the maschir has to replace it. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar cannot author this entire brisa. To which the Gemara answers, no, Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna lirkovala shiny, the case of riding is very different. In that case, you have to. It says Rashi in the top here, lirkov shiny, shemen tipal tachtav begesher, oshitash tichanu ba'achas apchasim. Maybe it's going to fall on the bridge or some other dangerous area. So it becomes to Lirkov. So now, I guess when the Socher rents the donkey, he wants full insurance here. That's the understanding. So it's dangerous for me otherwise. So in that case, the Maschir takes upon himself, I'll replace it no matter what happens to you, to the animal rather. And Amar Papa, the Klezikukis, Kilirkov, Ale Dami. And using glass kalim is the same din as riding upon it. Meaning what? I guess if a guy rents the klezikukis to use, if something bad happens to it, the same insurance you take out, no matter what happens to the klezikukis, since it's so sensitive and fragile, that he takes upon himself as the maschir to replace it no matter what happens to it.
Lirkov alia means that he wants to schlep stuff, he wants to carry, they forbid him not to carry.
I thought carry him, I thought, no? Lirkov usually means to ride.
Lirkov is saying that he needs a donkey that's That's good enough to have that he can take glass on it.
So that's Rav Papa. Rav Papa is saying, the first case, Lirkov Shiny, is where I want to ride it myself. It's dangerous for me.
Here it says not. Here it says Lirkov Aleha Shiny Shonim Maskiyat Hamad Aset Aleha Masaot.
Oh, no, interesting. Here it says different. Here it doesn't say that way. According to this, it says that Shasocher Etz Hachamer Amnas Lirkov Aleha, that he wants to ride on it. And Rav Papa says, no, if you want to use the donkey to hold your glass, that's the same din as holding a person on it. So it's, since you take the insurance, the masker has to replace it in all circumstances.
Article says it's in your